What is this? This is the Touchdowns and Tangents podcast. I am PD Camarillo, and as always, to my left, I'm joined by my friend, my colleague, my co-host,
Kenneth Frank James Barry.
Hey, shout out to the 90s babies out there. But yeah, man, for those of you who've never listened to this podcast is pretty much like two dudes sitting on a bar stool in the corner having a really compelling conversation about sports and football. And well, that's actually what we're doing today, so it's pretty ironic.
Yeah, it's like when you're with your friends at whatever type of function and y'all just start randomly talking shit about everything you see, and that becomes funnier than whatever's going on. That's kind of what this podcast is like.
But yeah, we actually got some news to talk this week. Look, going on all around us, live from Joxer Deli's in Culver City, Los Angeles. NFL draft is here, Kenny.
I'm really pissed the Redskins just took Montez Sweat. Like,
that's actually a perfect place for him.
Like, the Raiders could have picked him at 24, but they took bum-ass Josh Jacobs.
But yeah, if you're not a football fan, it's okay. We're not exactly a football podcast. We actually pioneered the sportish category, which is now trending with pretty much everybody. But yeah, it's mostly a football podcast, but we go off on tangents, hence the name.
Yeah, but most importantly, we'll drop some nuggets on you, some really good facts that you will take away, if nothing else.
But yeah, with that said, back to the draft, man. So far, who are your winners and losers of the first round? Some picks that really jump out at you. Some guys are like, wow, I can't believe that I got that player. That's actually perfect for them.
Everyone is a winner in this draft except the Raiders and the Giants. Like,
and I'm a Raiders fan. I took off my Raiders gear because shit was getting real.
It's one thing to be stupid, but it's another thing to like keep being stupid. And Oakland like just keeps doing that.
Literally, Clelin Ferrell, the number 4 overall pick in the 2019 draft, was in most mock drafts anywhere from number 20 to 40 overall. And what did Gruyock, yes, I'm calling him Gruyock, Gruden and Mike Mayock, what did they do? They took this guy at number 4 overall. They literally made a $23 million difference in this man's life. So I can't really be mad at them because, I mean, he was a top prospect last year, right?
Yeah, but I mean, Clemson defensive ends usually bust out, and I don't believe he runs at least a 4.8.
Shout out to every Clemson defensive lineman the Bills take or the Panthers take.
R.I.P. Gaines Adams.
R.I.P. Gaines Adams. He was actually ascending, but
no, he was like the 4th overall pick, and he ran like a 4.6, but he ended up being trash.
But he was ascending. He was getting better, and he tragically died.
Like he sucked. We can be honest.
But yeah, man, one of my winners. The New York Jets, surprisingly, getting Quinnen Williams at number 3. I mean, that's kind of an ideal place for him. They got the Williams wall now with Leonard Williams. Shout out to USC, your boys.
Every time I think about, like, all the teams that passed on Leonard Williams, it just makes me mad. Like, Oakland, they passed. This is going to be me slandering Oakland a lot of the episode, and plot twist.
Shout out to Dame Lillard. I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, Dame Lillard versus everybody. I'm from East Oakland. I grew up next to the stadium, and I still can't tolerate their bullshit. Like, I feel bad for Oakland because they literally, like, I remember when they took Robert Gallery, right? And they passed on Larry Fitzgerald, Philip Rivers, and Sean Taylor. God bless the dead.
How about the next year when they took Jamarcus? Then, over Calvin Megatron Johnson.
All right, they took Jamarcus Russell over Calvin Johnson and Adrian Peterson.
But nah, this ain't a Raiders podcast, so we'll get to that later.
I'm still sick about it. I'm really hot about that shit.
Number 7 overall pick, another guy I really like, Josh Allen to the Jaguars, man.
That was a steal.
He can be what Dante Fowler was supposed to be.
Yeah, and they are.
Yep, that's true. In the top 10.
Except I still say Josh Allen out of Wyoming is trash, and no one has proven otherwise. He still sucks. And if we all know he ran a lot, but that's because he had no offensive line. And other than having a strong arm, he's not accurate.
How about Haskins falling to number 15? A lot of people had him as high as 4 to the Raiders, as high as 6 to the Giants, which Jones out of Duke actually went before him, which doesn't make sense to me. But
can I slander him now?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, cool. So the newest member of the Noodle Arm Quarterback Club, Daniel Jones.
The New York Giants for real think they're playing football in 2006 because they keep getting these big arm, big body QBs that are slowly going extinct. I mean, we just had a 5'9", 5'10 quarterback go number one overall.
Kyler Murray's real, and the Raiders are picking right now. Oh, where fresh hell is this? Okay.
They'll probably mess it
up. I bet it's DK Metcalf. I bet money.
It better be DK Metcalf.
But, oh, wow, they took a safety.
Oh.
They didn't even take the best safety. I thought it was Nasir Adderley.
Yo, all right, man. So
this is
honestly,
they took a second tier running back in the second.
Honestly, let's back up a little bit. So I'm gonna go on a tangent and tell a little bit of a story. So there I was, you know, there's no parking over here.
Wait,
so.
Time out. Every time we say tangent, just take a shot.
Yeah. So there I was, you know, there's no parking over here. Traffic was bad. So I was like, oh, I'm gonna park at the Good News Radio Station. Uber over here. So that's what I did. Right as I parked there, the Raiders were making the pick, so naturally I had the radio up loud. I was chilling. I was changing in the Shaq Diesel jersey you see me in right now. And the pick was announced, Colin Farrell, and I literally lost my shit. Like, I literally could not control myself. I just started cursing, yelling, asking God why he keeps doing this to me. And some lady was, like, literally just walking by, walking her dog. And she looked at me, like, so scared. Her eyes got big. I felt really bad, but that's just the emotions the Oakland Raiders put me through every single year. So, I guess I might be a Chargers fan?
I mean, I refuse to root for a team that plays at Cal State Dominguez Hills. Get the fuck out of my face.
Bold up.
Ramley? Man. Shout out to the Ramley.
Shout out to the Ramley in the house, man. Hey, shout out to the Ramley wearing Raiders gear in the back. Shout out to my boy C's.
Damn, hey, why you dry snitch on that man?
It's all right. My dad is the same way. Shout out to my dad. He's also in the house. He don't know if he's a Rams fan or a Raiders fan.
He's going to dry snitch on your own father?
It's all good, though.
You saucy. Okay.
It's all good because my co-host is the same way. He doesn't know if he's a Raiders fan or a Rams fan week to week.
First off, it's a
game time decision with a lot of you Ramley out there.
I have options and I exercise them.
But yeah, man,
which is rare.
How about some other picks outside of the Raiders that you're just like, man, this shit makes no sense.
Again, I have to go back to Daniel Jones because like Dwayne Haskins was still on the board, and then he goes to the Deadskins. I'm not saying
which Redskins. Is actually perfect for them.
So it's like now. They got Haskins and they got Montez Sweat,
which is actually perfect for them. They're low key a contender in the East now. After that, two moves alone,
like bro, you got a defensive end who's 6'6", 260, and he runs faster than almost all your.
He's
wide receivers.
He's a better Preston Smith.
No, he's like Julius.
He's a more athletic Preston Smith.
He's a more athletic Julius Peppers.
I don't know about that, but I mean, okay.
Okay, how many defensive ends with that size? You know, pause. Have a track speed.
Hey,
he runs half speed. He's still chasing you down.
Hey, my Chargers are on the clock. But besides that,
did you say the deadbolts? The deadbolt, the Duracell batteries.
Another pick that I really liked was Devin Bush to the Steelers. I know they traded up, but honestly, that was the perfect spot for him. I mean, he's pretty much becomes their new Ryan Shazier.
They don't have They don't have defense. Funny thing. Ryan Shazier went to Ohio State, and Devin Bush went to Michigan. So
I can't compare the two? Is that what you're telling me?
They're like the same guy, but I think Devin Bush might end up being more like Keith Rivers. But since Hines Ward don't play in the league, so he's not going to get his jaw broken. Too soon?
All right, another dude I don't know has no business in the first round. Titus Howard. Alabama Yo, State.
Shout out to HBCUs. Watch
shout
out
to SBCUs for sure.
Shout out to HBCUs. Watch them
but
out. Alabama State.
Titus Howard in the first round is that's almost as bad as Brandon Parker last
He's
year.
He's better than anybody. I could play left tackle for the Houston Texans, and I wouldn't give up as many sacks as they did. They're trash, bro. The offensive line is hot garbage. I would let you be their right guard.
Yeah, that would actually be good.
Yeah, it's a zone scheme. We work. I'd be holding every play, but still, I wouldn't be giving up 78 sacks.
You look like you got a soft anchor. You don't got core strength.
First off, I'm a zone center. That's disrespectful.
How are you a zone center? You can't even walk.
What the fuck? I walked in here. Wow. Okay.
All right, I guess.
Just a guy who still won't take his hat off.
I guess.
All right, bet.
You could probably play in the new NFL where there's no three-point stands because I know your ass ain't getting low.
The XFL?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't allow kidney punches, so then I can't. I have to play dirty. I'm wasting my time playing clean. See XFL.
All right. What do you think about the Raiders taking Josh Jacobs at number 24? I know that was actually a pick mocked a lot. He's a top running back, but I'm not a fan of it.
Okay. He's the top running back, like, the same way when you stay in the bar till the lights come on?
Yeah, pretty much.
So, like, and I told you, I don't trust
He's that six chilling at 12:55 a.m.
He's that accidental Tinder swipe that you just say, fuck it, why not?
The accidental Twitter swipe. I don't know about that. I retired from Tinder. Shout out to my girl in the back, Kelsey.
You're a faithful black man? Okay.
No comment. And shout out to the Ravens, man, getting Marquise Brown. They finally got
Hollywood
some speed.
Brown.
Except for hopefully he doesn't get hurt.
Yo, Drew Locke has a face I want to punch.
Why? Because he's white?
And a hairline that is grotesque. Look at that
That's
shit.
That's bad, bro.
Look at his hair.
Like, Who are the Chargers about to take? The pick is in. But in the meantime,
But now, how do you really feel about that Jonathan Abram pick for the Raiders?
There was a lot of other safeties I would have taken, including Nazir Adderley from Delaware.
I like Juan Thornhill out of Virginia. He actually can play corner.
Thornhill, he runs a 4-3, right?
He can play like a safety 4-4 and corner.
Yeah, that
would have
been a
good pickup.
Bottom line
is the Raiders have no team speed.
I just don't know why you take Abram. Isn't he the same dude as Carl Joseph?
No, he's just a bigger, strong safety.
So he's the same dude as Carl Joseph, just bigger.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, waste of a pick. I don't know what Gruden and the Raiders are doing, man.
But the Packers might be winning
besides
this draft,
testing
too.
Besides testing my fandom.
The Packers definitely probably winning this draft because they got Rashawn Gary, who can play edge and defensive end, and they got Darnell Savage at 21. Shout out to 21 Savage.
All right, man. But while we wait for this Chargers pick, let's get to a little bit of a trivia since I set up some trivia. I know you're the unofficial king of Sparkle.
No, I am the Sparkle king. There is no other.
So
I'm the Alpha and the Omega. Don't play with me.
Okay. I'm going to throw it back right here.
Don't ever say I'm going to throw it back to me in a room full of people.
20 years ago, the 1999 NFL draft. Can you give me the first three quarterbacks selected?
1999?
20 years ago.
The first three quarterbacks selected?
First three quarterbacks selected in 1999. Here's another hint. They went 1, 2, and 3.
The Chargers got that dirty-ass D-tackle out of trash-ass Notre Dame, Jerry Tillery.
He's actually really good. That's actually perfect.
He's a dirty player, though.
He can play three technique, and he can play five gap. He's 6'6". He runs like a 4.95.
He's a
he's
dirty
like
player,
though. 6'6", 290.
He's still a dirty-ass player.
Did you say a Notre Dame player is dirty? What do you mean?
No,
we
like,
go to mass.
He's legit dirty.
They go to mass.
He stomped on guys' legs.
Come on, man.
He's tried to break people's arms and shit. He's Vontaze, but with actual talent.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I wouldn't say that's
But, Vontaze. Yeah, you're deflecting. So you got an answer to my trivia question?
Let me see.
Hey, audience, if you know what the answer, I got a gift card for you. But you got to do it without looking at Google.
If I had to guess, I would say Peyton Manning, Ryan.
Wrong. You're off. That was 98.
Ah, shit. It was.
99.
Oh, McNabb?
Close.
McNabb, Akili Smith?
Nope. Who went before McNabb?
Who went before McNabb?
You're not. Come on,
draft.
Bro. There was an expansion team. a team that used to be a team, but then came back as another team.
Was it the Carolina Panthers?
Boom.
Wait, an expansion team. Wait.
The number one overall pick in the 1999 draft was Tim Couch.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't remember. Fuck the Browns.
Number two, Philadelphia Eagles, was Donovan McNabb.
Sam McNabb.
Number three, you know who number three was? Anyone know who number three was? I'll give you a gift card if you can guess who number three was. The Bengals.
The Bungles? I said Achilles Smith.
Achilles Smith.
Times.
Achilles Smith. Yeah, you guys can rock, paper, scissors for the gift card.
One of y'all don't know how to play rock, paper, scissors.
Hey, shout out to Sports Talk with Mark. Wild Wings on Touchdowns and Tangents, man. Enjoy that. Jamming Jalapeno. It's back full time. So shout out to Buffalo Wild Wings,
Mark,
for actually doing something right for once. But yeah, man. You ready for another trivia question or you're tapping out?
Let's do it. Nah. Let's do it.
All right. Who did the St. Louis at the time Rams, now currently the LA Rams? So yeah, we're in LA. Who did they take at number six overall in the 1999 draft?
I know. Wait, hold on. If I'm correct.
Man, I thought this was a Ramley bar.
Like I am.
We're the Rams fans.
No, I'm going to say it. Torrey Holt, wide receiver, North Carolina State, and he's better than Hines Ward.
You cheated.
No, I didn't. I didn't look at anything.
You cheated. What's
Isaac
his name?
Isaac Bruce was a second-round pick out of Memphis.
What was his name?
I said Torrey Holt out of North Carolina State.
Torrey Holt, you got it right.
Fan.
All right.
No, I'm giving it away as charity. Give it to anybody in the crowd.
I'm going to give you one more. One more.
No, he said it first.
Nah. Here, I got. If you get this one, I'll give you it. All right, ready?
All right,
we're also in LA, so I'm going to give you this. Who was the first USC player taken in the 1999 draft? I will give you a hint. He went number 9 overall to the Detroit Lions.
Oh, can I say it? Can I say it? Or are you asking
Let's see. Him? Crowd, anyone got an answer? I got a gift card. 1999. Detroit Lions, number 9. You got it?
Chris Claiborne. He's Calabasas' high school head coach.
Yep. Shout out to you.
Fuck them, though, because they beat Lindell.
Other
Shout
notables.
Out to Lindell High School. They won a state title.
Other notables from the 1999 NFL draft. I mean, the top three were kind of bust outside of McNabb, but you also had Edgerrin James.
Hall
you
of
had
Famer.
Champ Bailey. You had David Boston, who's yoked for no reason. Had like one Pro Bowl season.
You're not saying that to his face, though.
Chris McAllister, Dante Culpepper, Javon Kearse.
Put some respect on Dante Culpepper's name, by the way.
Damian Woodley, Antoine Winfield, Al Wilson, Mike Rucker, Dre Bly. So, yeah, this draft class 20 years ago was pretty stoked.
Sounds like a hood-ass
Oh, Joey Porter in the second round. Shout out to Steelers, even though I don't really mess with y'all, but
nobody cares about Kansas City, dog.
But yeah, man.
Hey, name one person besides Derek Thomas. Go ahead. Michael. Name one person. You say Steve Bono? Nobody knows that. That's a wrestler.
I said
a defensive end, not a running back.
So
you tried though.
Every week we play a game here on Touchdowns and Tangents.
That's just answer two of those. Just give two of them away, bro.
It is called Take or Tangent. Basically, it's a game where you either say you have a hot take. You know what a hot take is. Or a tangent.
I have a hot take. Peaches
an
offbeat
story. An offbeat angle. You got a different way you want to take it.
Take your hat off.
However you want to do it. So, we're going to start this game off, Kenny.
He's deflecting by not saying anything.
We're going to start off, Kenny, and I'm looking at someone very specific in the audience who isn't even paying attention right now. All right, you got a take or a tangent on the Chiefs trading for Frank Clark this week. They sent a number one overall pick and a number two next year.
You remember the show Married with Children. They had the, I know it was the Little Rascals. They had like the Women Haters Club.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh.
The Women Haters Club. What?
The Kansas City Domestic Abusers? Oh.
Shit.
But it's all right. Y'all got Steph Curry at quarterback, right? Oh, my bad.
And it's cool.
My bad.
They're going to be in they're gonna be in anger management and boxing classes.
Hey, why does Pat Mahomes look like Riley Curley, though? Why does he look like... Yeah, go ahead. We got the resident Chiefs fans, the Good News Sports.
MC Lightskin in the flesh.
The point guard, courtside. Only Chiefs fan I ever met. What's up?
Hey, first of all, just
seven of y'all existence.
There is a club called Chiefs LA where it's a bunch of fans that are Chiefs fans in LA. So you can go to Jalapeno Peach and meet me there and watch a football game. But when it comes to the Chiefs.
Someone talking about the Chiefs?
When it comes to the Chiefs, I love the trade because our defense was one of the worst defenses last year. So you add Frank Clark, a pass rusher who averages 9 sacks in the last 3 seasons. He had 11 last year. We're going to score 30
points. Yeah, 14
points.
Last year.
14. We're going to score 30 points a game. So all we need is enough to get stops. We don't fear the Raiders in our division. We don't fear the Broncos. And we don't fear the Chargers. So I think we have a chance to be the new Patriots.
Let me ask you this, though.
Got no offense.
Is Frank Clark even better than D Ford?
Yeah, because D Ford isn't great at stopping the run. So that was – when we lost to the Patriots, they killed us with the running game. The game winning touchdown.
D Ford is the reason why y'all lost, buddy.
Yeah, they lost.
Exactly. He was offsides, and you're paid millions of dollars to play football, and you can't be onside. So he deserves to be with the Niners.
But let me pose this question to you.
Nobody on that defense can stop the run.
Can Frank Clark even play stand-up end? Is he even a stand-up end?
No, but we're running a 4-3.
He's been a 4-3 his whole career.
We're running a 4-3 because Steve Spagnuolo is there. The guy that beat the Patriots twice.
Okay.
He was trash everywhere else.
I'm going to call you Gumby because you're out here reaching.
No, I'm telling you guys. Hey,
Mikael Gruden.
Hey, make sure you guys
Mikael Gruden out here reaching.
Make sure you buy the brand new Madden because there's a Kansas City Chief on the front, the best quarterback for the next 20 years, Patrick Mahomes.
And, since you brought it up, that was actually our next topic.
Pat
Mahomes, 2020, Madden cover athlete. You got a take or you got a tangent on that? How do you feel about the Madden curse?
How I feel about it is he deserves it. He's one of the best young quarterbacks to ever play football. The guy is amazing. He's selling big. Like, he's starting to get endorsements and everything now. Why not put him on Madden?
He put ketchup on his mac and cheese. I don't trust him.
Yeah, but, hey, I know everyone talks about the curse, but I don't believe there's a curse when you have a great player, great coach, great system around him. So we're going to be all right, man.
Andy Reid chokes every year. Now he put ketchup on mac and cheese.
Hey, don't disrespect Andy Reid.
If my mother put ketchup on mac and cheese, I'm disowning her.
Hey, we lost to the Patriots and the refs, so it's tough to win, you know.
That sounds like the excuse of losers.
Hey.
Have the Chiefs won a Super Bowl? Anybody know? I'll buy you a drink if you can tell me.
Is Andy Reid the new Marty Schottenheimer?
Super Bowl 2.
Is Andy Reid the new Marty Schottenheimer?
In the modern era. That's the AFL.
No, we beat the Vikings Super
Bowl 2. That's the AFL.
No.
He really cited Super Bowl 2. Like, you're alive.
He cited some shit.
Hank Stram.
Like, you're alive.
Hank Stram is the best coach to ever coach in the NFL.
Bro, just because you streamed it on NFL Films one time doesn't mean you saw it.
Leave the stage.
Hey, thank you guys for having me. You guys,
no worries, man.
You guys'
no
show
worries.
Is amazing. Keep doing what you're doing. I like the work, man.
Shout out to the Good News Sports. Shout out to Courtside Radio. We got stickers up here if you want some stickers. Support. Touchdowns.
I just want you to know that Patrick
Mahomes. Add us
on
IG. Add us on Twitter. TDs_tangents. Go ahead, KB.
Patrick Mahomes sounds like a Muppet that got asked by another Muppet. Where on the Muppet did the Muppet touch you? The squeaky ass voice.
He really does look like a Muppet, though, honestly.
Like, he looks like the Muppet. That was like the assistant to the Mr. Beaker. You know, the guy who's like, me. He looks like that guy. I know what I'm talking about on the Muppets. That scientist who looks, he might have been Asian, bald head, and his fucking assistant, Mr. Beaker, that's Patrick Mahomes. And he puts
He looks like Riley Curry going transitioning.
What?
But yeah, man, Back on topic.
I don't think I've ever been rendered speechless, but, like, if you get jumped, I'm not helping you.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm not helping you. You're just talking about somebody.
Sorry, it's my birthday. You can't do anything about my birthday.
Nah.
Hey, but back on topic, man.
To pick on.
Back on topic. So, the Madden curse. 2019, AB went through it. Didn't make the playoffs. Was all over the place. 2018, Brady lost the Super Bowl. And the Madden curse just keeps going on from there and there.
I think the Madden curse.
Do you think it's gonna break with Mahomes?
I think the Madden curse broke with Larry Fitzgerald and Troy Polamalu.
That was a crazy year.
But honestly, I think because he puts ketchup on his fucking mac and cheese, and we don't like shun him for the disgusting human being that he is, that's why the curse comes back.
All right.
I don't trust you. I don't trust anybody who does that. I don't trust his friends. I don't trust his mother. I don't trust anyone who co-signs him. That's disgusting.
All right, next topic.
That's like watering down my Hennessy. That's grounds to get fucked up.
No, nah, it's mine.
Wait, did you just drink?
You drank my beer?
No, that was my beer, dude.
I only had one beer. That was definitely my beer.
How you drink all your beer and my beer?
That was definitely my beer.
Selfish.
Why are you out here snitching, woo?
Selfish.
That was 100%
selfish,
my beer.
Just like a Clippers fan.
All right, man.
Got to steal everybody else's
shit.
Shout out to yourself, right. Shout out to Marshawn Lynch, too, while we're at it.
I'll get to that later. But Antonio Brown has been an ongoing story on the show for pretty much like a year.
And gonna fight Ryan Clark.
He wants to fight Ryan Clark.
In high altitude in Denver.
He literally said on site.
Where his sickle cell won't help. Actually, no, that's fucked
up. Oh, now you're talking about getting jumped. Now you're talking about sickle.
He better not. Don't they play in Denver? Ryan Clark better stay out of Denver.
So you got a take or a tangent on AB calling out Ryan Clark, his former teammate.
I think a lot of former athletes in the media like to go that extra route and slander their former teammates. And the Steelers are some of the biggest hypocrites because all their bum-ass players are saying, oh, if you got a problem with one of the people on the team, you know, talk to us privately. But y'all raided Le'Veon Bell's locker in real time in front of the world.
And I forgot who said it, but somebody called out and was like,
and the
Big Ben is racist.
Minor bums.
Someone called it out like 2 weeks ago. Big Ben is racist. Nobody wants to say it. That's pretty much the real issue with the Steelers
Shot
locker
in
room.
Hall, yeah. Then he backtracked.
Shout out to Camille, a.k.a. my boy Wu's girlfriend. Thank you for pouring me a beer. You're
the real
amazing.
Question is, like, you still drank my beer.
No, that was 100% my beer. That was 100%
What kind of manifest destiny bullshit is this? You just
Those are
my
your
beer.
M&Ms.
Those are
with your big ass.
I got and take your hat off, nigga. We still waiting for you to take your hat off.
All right, man. So
no, the brim of your hat is sweating like a motherfucker right now. You catching rainwater with that shit. How is your scalp holding that in place? Thank you, Mancini. Shout out to the homie Mancini.
He really brought you a quarter of a beer.
Nah, but this was like Ooh. My other beer from earlier.
You white it from Santa Clarita? You couldn't do a half
A white
at
man
least?
Just brought me a beer.
You couldn't even do a half at least?
I didn't even ask him to
Come
bring
on,
it. I'm just
man.
I'm fucking with you, man.
Come on, man. All right. Next
Are you
game we got.
This one too?
Next game we got is called Touchdown or Turnover. This one's even more simple. Pretty much, touchdown is good, turnover is bad. Even the most basic NFL fan can
Need
understand.
You need to turn
that.
Over that hat off your head, my guy.
So, first up, you already mentioned it. Marshawn Lynch retires from the NFL.
Oh, hell no. Timeout. LJ Collier out of TCU.
Nah, that's actually a good spot for him.
So, he's Frank Clark 2.0?
I had him going there in the second round.
Bro, I don't believe in this dude. I don't believe in TCU defensive players. And I think most of them usually test positive for weed. Shout out to Casey.
You didn't even have him in your second round, by the way.
I didn't have.
You also didn't have Tillery going in the first round, which I did. So
Tillery could have.
But yeah, man,
traded their pick to the Giants. What the?
Is Marshawn Lynch calling his career a quit? Is that a touchdown or is that a turnover?
That's a touchdown, man.
Shout out to Marshawn.
Mostly because.
Hey, shout out to intern serve.
Touchdown! Y'all right.
Shout out to serve. Our intern, our third wheel, thank you for supporting us.
All the way from seminary in East Oakland.
Even though she's been hiding out, I haven't seen her all show, but it's all good. We still love you.
Oakland versus everybody. You know what it is. Shout out to Dame Lillard again.
I'm going to say Marshawn Lynch retiring is also a touchdown because, frankly, he should have retired 3 years ago and stayed retired.
First off, watch your mouth.
I'm sorry. I love Marshawn Lynch off the field. I love everything he stands for. I love the idea of Marshawn Lynch. But in terms of a football player, this dude played, what, 6 games last year? And the year before, he had one good game versus the Jets and was mollywop in, and then after that, we never heard from him. So
the Giants got DeAndre Baker. Okay, that's a good pick. I just want to say this. Marshawn Lynch used to take his hat off. Why won't you?
Wow. Are you happy?
Yeah.
The one time you got a fresh cut, you over here talking smack.
No, I always talk smack to you.
Yeah.
Even when I don't get my hair cut. Good job, Pete.
Next one, man. Do we have any Bills fans in the house? Probably not, because the Bills are trash. But T.J. Yeldon signs with the Buffalo Bills, man. Is that a touchdown or is that a turnover?
Honestly, Buffalo is where running backs go to, like,
die.
But they have their best last careers there. Like, they have their best last season.
Bro, what are you going to do with Frank Gore, LeSean McCoy, and T.J. Yeldon? And no offensive line.
Yeah,
and a sorry quarterback in Josh Allen.
That is kind of gross.
Yeah, and no receivers.
Who did they even take? Oh, they took Ed Oliver.
Which is actually a perfect spot for him.
Honestly, again,
He might actually dominate there.
Another reason why I have to shit on the Raiders, because they passed on Tremaine Edmonds last year, who was 19 and a beast, and then they passed on Ed Oliver.
Like, all right, next one. Ziggy Ansah, one of the best free agents still available. Former Detroit Lion, he's been battling a shoulder injury. He's not cleared until August. He visited the Ravens this week. Ansah to the Ravens, would that be a touchdown or would it be a turnover?
That's perfect, honestly, because they already have, like, Tyus Bowser, Tim Williams. They have edge rushers, so he doesn't have to really play the run all the time.
And they lost all their edges.
And they got Earl Thomas will cover up any ills they have. They got a good secondary. They lost,
but
CJ
that's about
Moore.
It. They need linebacker help.
The linebackers
they need
are empty.
Help. The Ravens might descend low key. But yeah. Next one. Chris Harris.
Oh, hold on, wait 1 second.
What happened?
We haven't actually said this yet, and I apologize. But can we give Joshua Daly's bar, this bar, a round of applause, everybody.
Hey, we definitely shouted y'all out at the beginning of the pod, but
y'all
shout out again.
Ones.
Thank you for hosting us.
I appreciate you.
On Washington.
The right, Redskins Washington, are winning right? this draft, and the Bengals, I'm sorry, as long as they have Andy Dalton in their ass, I'm sorry. As long as they have Andy Dalton, they suck. They suck twice over, and he's a ginger. So he has, like, reverse bad luck. Like, normally, if you have a redhead in your crew, you have a lot of good luck. But, no, like, he sucks, and he has A.J. Green on his team and still can't get him the ball. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that is really bad. A.J. Green's really wasted his entire career.
I'm all right, because I fucking hate A.J. Green.
What?
But, yeah, man.
You got your fantasy team, at least?
Andy Dalton. I don't like Andy Dalton.
Oh, yeah, fuck Andy Dalton.
A.J. Green makes Andy Dalton look good because he can catch, like, A.J. Green.
Why are you scared?
Can catch, like, 8 feet over his head. That's the only reason why Andy Dalton has a job right now.
Except for he's only available, like, what, 9 games out of the season?
Don't you slander A.J. Green after you said he was better
He'll
than
have,
Julio
like,
Jones.
200 receiving yards those 9 games, but.
This dude is a hypocrite. He slandered A.J. Green. He said A.J. Green was better than Julio Jones' whole career. Now you want to slander A.J. Green?
That was, like, 3 years ago.
But
you're more inconsistent than your
Can you let me
line.
Live? Can
we
you let me
McCarron
live?
McCarron up to the Raiders, and they didn't use him. McCarron.
Yeah, I'd take him on the Raiders, honestly.
I'd take McCarron over A.J. Green.
Hey, shout out to John Ross, man. Free John Ross.
Ugh.
Hey,
wait,
free John Ross.
Wait, they got a trash-ass tackle out of Washington?
Long Beach, Pauly. You love John Ross.
Hey,
you
hey, can I say one thing?
No, no, no. I love John Ross. Caleb McGarry
oh, yeah,
in Atlanta.
Yeah.
I just want to say one thing to shout out Shannon and Joxer Daly, that the Redskins haven't been good since the first run with Joe Gibbs.
The Deadskins.
Sir, you might be banned from this bar after saying that.
They haven't been good since the Raiders whooped their ass in the L.A. Coliseum.
Hey, the Redskins are terrible.
The last team to win a Super Bowl in Los Angeles.
The Raiders.
I can still smell the Super Bowls.
Hey, you weren't alive, but okay.
Delicious. Marcus Allen. Howie
Raiders
Long. They played for the L.A. Raiders. Just let you know.
The Raiders got
Hall
Burfitt.
Of Famers.
Burfitt.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Bengal leftovers.
No
that's,
comment.
That's not a good
You're
look.
About to trigger my boy Wu over there
we
bringing
got,
up
we
Burfitt.
Hall. We got.
He's Bobby over here having Burfitt. PTSD.
We got Reggie Nelson. How are we getting the Bengals trash ass defensive leftovers?
Dude, they got the hoodest team ever.
Yeah.
The All right, Raiders,
man. The Raiders are like that person who somehow ends up at an orgy. And ends up cleaning up after everybody. That's the Raiders' defense.
All right, man. Well, we're
sorry to say that, but it's true.
I got two more topics. Can I get through these last two topics?
Can you? I don't know.
All right. Next up, Chris Harris, Denver Broncos. I hope there's no Broncos fans in here. But Chris Harris demanding a trade. Is that a touchdown or is that a turnover?
It's a touchdown if he ends up in Oakland.
Yeah, a
it's
slot
a turnover
corner.
If he stays in Denver, because I don't think it's going to work.
Aqib Talib's little
Haskins.
Brother, the shadow.
They should have. I think the Broncos should have took Haskins, but they traded down and got Noah Fant. They needed a tight end. That was a good pick for them at 20. But I still say they should have drafted Haskins. And yeah, I just don't see how it's going to work out for Denver.
All right, next one. Next
okay.
one.
Himes just said Drew Lock to the Patriots right now. He bet his firstborn child on it.
Wow.
His unborn first child.
Y'all better wait for Will Greer in the third round.
What if it's Tyree Jackson?
All right, next one. Solomon Thomas, former number 3 overall pick in 2017 to the San Francisco 49ers. I hope there's no 49ers fans in here. I'm literally
I'll
just slandering everything.
Fuck the 49ers. I said it.
Solomon Thomas is on the trade block. Is that a
touchdown? Hold on, wait. That's your cowboy, the cowgirls?
Oh, we'll get to y'all. Don't worry about that.
They
Don't worry
not
about
won a
that.
Super Bowl since I've been alive.
Don't worry about that. But Solomon Thomas is on the trade block. Is that a touchdown or a turnover?
Honestly, he was never a good fit in San Francisco. They
he was just the best player available, but how do you give up on him 2 years later?
I mean, I think
especially after that man, literally. His sister, who's 2 years older than him, commits suicide in the middle of the season while he's living his best life. Of course he's going to go through shit. Of course he's not going to be his best player. But you're just going to trade him? Like that's really why they call it not for long right there. Like,
they drafted Maga Bosa.
That's fucked up.
They drafted Nick Bosa.
Maga Bosa. Make the 49ers great again. Shout out to the 49ers.
I'm just saying, Solomon Thomas could probably be good anywhere else. Like, I would love to see Minnesota trade for him. I think they would do right by him.
All right, last one. This one's for you. USC, Porter Gustin. He got busted for failing a drug test at the NFL Combine, which pretty much puts the start of his season at jeopardy. So, is that a touchdown or is that a turnover for a team who
he
might drop
it? He took Adderall.
Hey, shout out to Himes. He's right. Drew Lock.
Yeah.
I don't
Drew
know
Lock
why
perfect,
you're so
I'm a
I don't know why you're so excited for Drew Lock.
The Rams traded the draft pick, by the way. The Rams traded with the Falcons out of the first round.
Which actually makes
Did
sense.
You just say Yahweh? You're white. You can't say Yahweh. That's a black. What the fuck? You can't say Yahweh. No. Historically, that's wrong.
But
from Florida.
Shout out to the masseuse. But yeah, man. So the Rams traded out, which actually makes sense because there's actually a lot of offensive linemen still on the board, so they can find someone in the second or third round that can actually start for them.
They need a linebacker, and they're probably gonna get Mac Wilson if they're lucky. But yeah, Cowboys are trash. New England's probably drafting Tom Brady's replacement right now.
Did the Cowboys trade out?
They didn't have a first-round pick. That was the Raiders' pick.
That's right. I forgot. You still haven't even thanked me, Woo. I need to thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome for the sacrifice.
Shout out to the sorry-ass Cowboys. All right, man.
So why the Raiders put a Thanos on their whole roster?
So before we wrap this up, the first round is officially over. Are there any notable second rounds that you want to highlight? Any guys that fell? Any guys people should keep in mind for the next day?
DK Metcalf is going to be a steal in the second round.
Greedy Williams as well, man, in the top 10.
I'm really
10,
shocked Greedy Williams didn't go. Bro, the Chiefs are trash.
Actually, in some mock drafts, both of those guys were like in the top 15.
Like,
so.
Let's name one thing we like about the Chiefs.
He really just wanted to slander the Chiefs.
I said the Chiefs, not Kansas City, Missouri. Name one thing you like about the Chiefs. Not a goddamn thing.
All right, man.
You're a
Honey
Badger fan.
Back to the topic. Any other second round picks people should be aware of?
AJ Brown. Pretty much if you're a receiver who went to Ole Miss, you're going to be nice. N'Keal Harry
out of Arizona State. A lot of people are saying he's going to go in the first round.
What if the Patriots take Andy Isabella right now? That would be the funniest shit ever.
No, they already took the quarterback.
They're going to take Drew Lock. Ah, I told you. Told you it was receiver.
They already had.
Feel stupid.
Oh, I thought they took Drew Lock.
Hold on, wait. Sir, how do you feel? That's a
great pick. Fuck.
Sounds about right.
All right, man. So
his world is crushed.
We're coming up.
This sad when your puppy died, sir.
How do you feel?
We're coming up on
the next Pats pick, or they'll trade up and they'll draft him.
Did you cry harder now or when Obama was voted president?
Definitely Obama.
Hey, Himes. I love you, man. But if you want Patriots talk, just turn on ESPN.
All Patriots fans, right?
We don't need Patriots talk here. There's plenty of that on ESPN. That's all they talk about.
All I know is the Raiders are stupid as fuck, and I hate what they did in the first round.
All right, man. So
I'm keeping my options open.
So we're coming up on time.
Hey, I can say it. I'm from East Oakland. That trumps all y'all fandom there.
All right, we're coming up on time. So
I was in Vegas.
Couple housekeeping,
when
man.
They lost in the Super Bowl. Shout out to Jock's birthday.
Shout out to Joxer Daily. Shout out to Good News Radio Station. Shout out to FPC Radio. Shout out to T-Big. Shout out to OB. Shout out to Ray. Shout out to all the Raiders bloggers out there. Shout out to everyone that messed with us.
Pete.
Shout out to X-Squad affiliates.
Shannon wants to hear you guys' Super Bowl picks for next year. Right now.
Ooh. That's a lot.
Okay. You go first, birthday boy.
All right, man. I'm going to say it. I'm probably going to regret it for multiple reasons, but I like the Chargers out of the AFC. I'm sorry, I do. They got a complete team. They got a QB. They got a running back. They got an offensive line. They added to their D-line. They got a secondary. And in the NFC...
Are you serious?
I don't know, man.
Finish it.
I'm going to say... I don't know. It's going to come down to either the... Go ahead. You give your pick.
No, don't dick ride my pick. No, say what you were going to say.
I want to say the Falcons. I think they can bounce back. They had a lot of injuries last year.
You said the Falcons.
They had a lot of injuries last year. They added to their offensive line.
Not even you believe that.
They can still add defensive players.
28-3.
And Matt Ryan is actually good, bro. He threw for 4,200 yards, only like 7 picks to like 30 touchdowns. Devontae Freeman is still nice. Julio Jones is still there.
You're not really believe that? You're gonna look me in the face and you really believe that?
I wanted to say the Rams, but I don't want to say
right now.
I don't want to say all LA Super Bowl. That's mad corny. So there you go. I think it's gonna come down to the Rams, the Eagles, and the Falcons. There.
So that was two teams. Or you said four teams. Only two playing the Super Bowl.
I believe I'm an AFC guy.
The lady
what can I
asked
say?
You for a prediction.
So there you have it. Falcons-Chargers.
Falcons-Chargers.
There you go.
So it's going to end in a tie because they're both going to choke?
Yeah, probably.
Damn.
All right, give your Super Bowl picks. Big man over here talking smack.
Easy. The Packers and the Patriots.
Okay, even you don't believe that. That was the safest. That was the safest pick.
Bruh. No, did you
9 months
the
out
the
of the Super Bowl. That was trash, bro.
Okay, first off, the Chiefs are too stupid to beat the Patriots. So sadly, we're stuck with them until Tom Brady dies or Belichick. I would pick the Rams, but Jeff Goff just really he held that team.
Jared Goff.
I'm not calling him his name until he actually plays like it. His name. The Chiefs are going to be the best team on Madden to never win a Super Bowl. All
right, man. Back to the draft.
And they're going to lose to the Redskins.
Let's finish this up.
We're almost done. They're going to lose to the Bengals.
All right. Other best players are better available. Drew Lock out of Missouri, quarterback. He'll probably go early. Rakia Sin out of Temple, the former high school wrestling champion. Irv Smith Jr., tight end out of Alabama. Eric McCoy, Texas A&M guard. Someone the Rams should target. We already mentioned Metcalf, Brown. That's really crazy. They both
Yanni Kajus out of West Virginia.
Yeah. Gardner Johnson out of Florida. Justin Lane, corner out of Michigan State. But yeah,
I don't trust
man.
Michigan State corners. Name the last good one.
All right, so last thing, we always end the show on one note. It's called our rants. It's called the Unnecessary Toughness Rants. So how it works is one of us goes at a time. We don't talk over each other. We basically say whatever we're going through, whatever we want to leave the audience with, inspiration, whatever. It can be a number of things. It's just something to end the podcast with. So, Kenny, you want to go first or you want me to go first? You go first.
I guess
I'll
go first.
Go ahead, go first.
By the way, I'm thirsty. You want a drink?
Yeah, I do too.
What shot you want?
I'll take a shot of tequila from my boy Terry out in Wisconsin.
Two shots of tequila, please. I got to take one with you. I'm going to just start it off by saying thank all y'all for coming out. Appreciate y'all big time. Shout out to all our friends and shit who came out. Shout out to Good News. I'm exceptionally happy because I graduate college in 3 weeks.
Hey. You still got to go to summer school, though, but it's all good.
I don't know what fuck. I'm still graduating. Yeah, a lot of people don't went to summer school. But anyway.
Hashtag graduating for class.
You're not supposed to interrupt me, asshole.
It's all good. Still love you.
Keep your hat back on and be quiet.
You still got a sash. That's all that matters.
I know.
That's all people remember.
Cost me $300, too.
That's all
shit
people remember.
It.
All right, finish your rant. My bad. Sorry. I interrupted.
Yeah. So not only that, we've done like 120-some-odd episodes, man. It was our first live remote. This is what we always wanted. So I'm happy. And my mom wanted to say that she's a Taurus just like you. So happy birthday.
Thank you. Thanks, Mama Berry.
Most importantly, shout out to Marshawn Lynch, one of the greatest running backs of all time. Even though, I'm going to just say it begrudgingly. Bruce, I hope you're listening. He's not listening. Fuck it. All right. I'm begrudgingly saying I will support the Raiders this year.
Boo. You already jumped shit.
Begrudgingly, I'll support them.
You already jumped shit.
I mean, they're trash and they need the support.
Basuda. We're
I'm
the show
a fan
on that.
Of life.
We're in the show on that.
So, for you guys who don't know, it's my guy Pete's birthday. And we just want to celebrate his birthday.
Old ass nigga.
My guy Kenny's graduation. You know, when a black man graduates from college, it is epic. So we got to make sure we celebrate this the right way.
Clean record.
They're going to take this shot. All the way. Hey, we got to sing you happy birthday on the show, man.
Really? That's what we're doing?
You gotta sing the black version,
though, or don't do it.
Hey, so we're gonna sing Pete a happy birthday. So
Everybody in the crowd, we want you guys to sing
with
them.
Do all the black people know the version of Happy Birthday we're doing before we do it?
We're going to try our best.
We need some goddamn unity in here, and I don't want us to be like, Happy Birthday.
Hey, so on the count of three. Come on, Kenny. On the count of three, we're going to sing Happy Birthday. One, two, three.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Old ass nigga. Happy birthday, dear P. Your hairline ain't shit. Happy birthday to you.
All right, man. So can I close out the show, KB? Is that cool?
Say that one more time.
Can I close out the show?
Yes, you can.
All right, man. So on that note, again, back to some housekeeping. Shout out to my boy Ruben Wu, man, being the videographer. He's been rocking with Touchdowns and Tangents really since the beginning, man. He bought us a mic last year. He's pulled up on us a few times, man. Shout out to Corsair. Shout out to Himes. Shout out to Mikhail. Shout out to Bruce. Shout out to Big Poppy. The Wood is always up to no good, but it's all good. I said shout out to Mikhail, the point guard. What? Shout out to Ladies Night. Shout out to all the Good News family. Shout out to Mornings with Keith. Shout out to Never Not Extra. My bad. Sports Talk with Mark. Anything else? Anyone else here? I already said Monday Mornings with Keith. Come on, man. That's the GOAT. That's the GOAT, man. Shout out to my friend, former roommate, Ray Vaughn, for being in the house. You know, he's not even a football fan. He's out here. Shout out to Peter, man. Vegas was lit. Shout out to Mancini. He looks like he reads the New Yorker, but it's all good. Shout out to my boy, Derek. Shout out to Jess. Shout out to Shelby. Shout out to Omar. Shout out to Max, the real Clipper fan.
LaVar Ball.
Shout out to C's, looking like a real Central American. He might be in the cartel. I don't know. No one asked any questions, but it's all good. Shout out to my boy Reza, who pulled up earlier but had to leave, man. Shout out to everyone who's here for me tonight supporting. Shout out to Touchdowns and Tangents. Shout out to my co-hosts, Kenneth, Frank, James, Barry. And shout out to my girl, my love, Kelsey. Thank you for coming tonight. Thank you for getting us gift cards.
That's real love right there.
And shout out to Camille, too. Thank you for keeping Woo company in traffic today. I know it was probably bad. On that note, I just want to say, see, me and Kenny started this thing 2.5 years ago, literally on a cell phone. Like, we're literally sitting in my room on a, what would you call, a TV dinner table, literally with a phone in between us.
And he turned the fan off every fucking time.
Just talking shit. We didn't have a day that we would actually do it. It was pretty much just whenever we had time. Like, we would go anywhere from 20 minutes to 45 minutes. We had no structure. We literally just wanted a voice. We literally were just listening to all these trash-ass radio shows, these trash-ass podcasts. And we were like, not only can we do it better, but we can do it more real, more authentic. And that's pretty much what we're doing. We also add a West Coast and L.A. twist to it because Lord knows there's enough Boston Celtics and New England Patriots talk.
Nobody knows Hood Chinese better than us.
But yeah, man, Touchdowns and Tangents, this is a celebration. I'm 27. I'm rounding up to 30. Thank you for everyone who wished me happy birthday. Thank you for everyone who came out tonight. Thank you for Joxer Daily. And did I leave anything out?
Thank you for random people in this bar who don't know what the fuck this is, but you're just going with it. We fuck with y'all, too.
We got stickers for y'all.
We glad y'all here too.
Ooh, but on that note, wait, I have one more gift card.
Alright. Bell?
You don't want it? Alright. I got an easy question. The 1999 NFL draft. Someone should get this. Who wore a wedding dress on the Sports Illustrated cover after the draft? You want it? You want the gift card or not?
You can't win.
Stop answering the question then. Damn.
Just like a light skinned nigga.
All right, man.
Hey.
These guys are ruining my
trip.
He don't want it either. Come on.
You got to ask. You should have asked a touchdown.
I was going to say, give something to the Cowboys.
You should have asked a touchdown and tangent question.
Go ahead. Nah, it's all good. All right, man. Thank you. You guys have a good night. You can catch me in the bar, drunk somewhere, or in the Uber. Shout out to my Uber drivers getting me home tonight. Peace.
Deuces, y'all. I'm gonna go back. I'm gonna go back.